Wow, Johnny B. Roll? What did I say?
Don't sing the chorus.
May God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Days.
Oh, Radio Free Brooklyn will soldier on when all the scum and idolaters have been exterminated. Oh, Radio Free Brooklyn will soldier on when all the traitors and cowards have gone. Mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. And then those shivers came trembling down.
Trembling down.
And then a voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the walls came tumbling down. Tumbling down. And the walls came tumbling down. Tumbling down. And then the walls came tumbling down.
Oh. Oh,
forgive me my pretensions, there was no other way to capture your attentions on a downtown train. To capture your attentions on a downtown train. To capture your attentions on a downtown train. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama, sweet mama, scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. But then those shivers came trembling down.
Trembling down.
And then a voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down. Oh, tune in and we'll tell you how we're carrying on. After escaping the evil system that was created by the evil Tom, think we begged and he pleaded for us to stay. But America, America is about going your own way. America, America is about going your own way.
There's no other way that you will be forgiven before the
end of days.
That you will be forgiven before the end of days. That you will be forgiven before the end of days.
Ow! Alright. Yay. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Radio Free Brooklyn.
But not for long, fuckheads.
Oh, yeah, that's because, well, okay. The reason why we're not going to be doing the show anymore is because I have an important announcement. There's,
what?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news, everyone. I, Johnny B-Roll, have stepped up. I am the new White House Chief of Staff.
Holy
so I will be leaving. I will be leaving the show. This will be my last
Dude.
Show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Congrats.
In a flagrant act
hurt,
of contempt.
You're going to be such a good White House
you're
Chief of Staff,
man. You're
going to
be great.
Yeah.
Contempt, but great. Whoa.
I know.
I'm
glad you can be so supportive.
Okay. Yeah, let me sort through this, but holy shit, what's that going to be like?
Well, I mean, I'm really excited. You know, I think there's a lot of room to grow. I think we can really just like kind of do it our own way and just like, you know, kind of make everything up as we go along.
Can you?
That's the best kind of job.
What kind of new laws are you going to help
okay.
the president
well,
pass, man?
I have a few ideas.
Staff at the White House.
I have a few ideas. Do you want to hear? You want to hear what we're going to do?
Is there an assassination mission involved?
Not that I officially know about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So, first order of business, we're installing a George Soros detector at the White House.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean.
Long overdue. That's...
I mean, yeah, you know, some people, I mean, to me, that's just like a no shitter, right? But I mean, like, you know, sometimes like, you know, like if you're really good at your job, that stuff, it seems obvious, but nobody else would think of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's been a lot of attempts to just keep all these, like, you know, evil Jewish conspirators out of the White House, but no one has just thought to install a George Soros detector.
Fuck, our fucking government is so fucking dumb. You're doing the right thing by accepting this position. We're gonna have to move on without you at the Apocalypse Made for Brooklyn, but
yeah, but you're
it'll
gonna
be nice to have the connect.
Yeah, and you'll have a nice strong state protecting you, which is what we need.
Soros detector. Most importantly,
George Soros will be off your back.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God, because if there's one thing that was creating problems for us.
It was George Soros.
It was George Soros.
Fucking all of our wives.
Oh, he fucked my wife so good. I admit, I was cucked for that. I'm a cuck queen in the corner.
I know. And how was she afterward? Was she enthusiastic? Probably not, right?
No, it was like...
Like, how was the oral after George Soros fucked her? You know?
His dick left a distinct taste inside of her.
The taste of globalism.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You know when, like, someone fucks your wife and then she's like, you gotta eat me out now and eat his cum? Like, oh, George Soros's cum tastes kind of weird.
Yeah, well, kind of, if like, flavorless. Like it should...
Bland. Like, old Greek yogurt that's maybe, like, 2 days past an expiration date?
Not good. Yeah. It's like what everyone kind of, like is afraid their genitals, like, taste bad, you know, but they actually don't. But after you've had George Soros...
And it's
in your mouth,
you know, eating it out of your wife's pussy after you've just watched her, to be honest, have the best sex of her life with this guy. I mean,
oh, fuck. What an unpleasant surprise.
Yeah, a lot of different emotions.
I mean, how does even the best marriage come back from that? What do you do?
You know, you just gotta eat George Soros come out of your wife's pussy. That's part of...
It's the best you can hope for in the new
world.
That's
part of vows. That's part of vows. We said it on the altar when we got married, you know, in the Catholic Church, and like...
You know what I like about being a conspiracy theorist on the far right?
What's that?
It's that, like, how all of the founding... Because we're all far right conspiracy theorists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be, are you a far right conspiracy theorist?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm the White House Chief of Staff.
Yeah, fair. Well, I am too, though. But it's like, you know how it's like we love the founding fathers, right?
Yeah.
I love them.
I love them too, right? But they were a bunch of fucking Freemasons! And they put a bunch of Freemason shit on everything!
Oh, fuck!
It's on the money!
Oh my god,
it's on the money!
There's still control in the world! But I love them!
Everywhere.
What am I gonna do about it?
Jesus Christ,
the pyramids, the eye, the symbol, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We use every single day. Every single day of our entire lives, Freemasons. This whole country is pagan. Shit!
Fuck!
Fuck!
Oh my god.
Jesus has been a lie this entire time!
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Guys, was Jesus Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh
fuck.
God, no.
Jesus was a brown Jewish man.
Was Jesus a globalist? I mean, he was contemptuous of Caesar.
And they found him in contempt.
They did find him in contempt.
They nailed him to a fucking tree for being in contempt.
He certainly wasn't loyal to Caesar. That's for sure.
It wasn't for loyalty. They nailed him to a fucking tree.
Exactly. Yeah, Jesus was a globalist, I think.
The Romans usually crucify people because of negative things, not because of... So it had to have been for, like, disloyalty, not loyalty.
I mean, he probably made some mistakes. Like, he probably had that coming, right?
Guys, we're
going to take you back in time now.
Yeah.
To the trial of the Lord. I'm Pilate. Johnny Beerville, you're Jesus, because you're the only Jew here.
Is it Easter or something? Am I?
What?
Never mind.
Am I Mary Magdalene? Am I the
and I'm,
gets
I guess
the,
I'm
the
Jesus.
Jesus dick?
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh shit, they're nailing my... Yeah, you got it. All
I'm right. Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Cool.
This court is in session! I, Pontius Pilate, will preside over the trial of Jesus!
Please don't kill Jesus. He gives such good dick.
I didn't do it.
Jesus?
Yes.
You stand here before the court of the Romans, accused of contempt. Mary Magdalene,
please.
What say you of Jesus?
I've never had dick like Jesus. Please don't kill him. I know they're just going to write me off like I'm some whore, but God, we're in love, and Jesus isn't a virgin, and they're going to rewrite the Bible, and I just know this violence is going to take place. Please don't kill him. I'll be... vilified as a whore, and I just want some fucking dick. And maybe it makes me a whore, but just let him live. At least chop off the dick. Okay, compromise. Chop off the dick, give it to me.
Very well, Judean slut. Okay. We shall lop off his member and hand it to you.
Thank you.
Bailiff? Mr. Christ, what say you to that?
Your Honor, I'd never seen that lady in my life.
Fuck, this is what men fucking do, you know? They're like, fuck you, and they say, like, they're gonna marry you, and, like, they're gonna make you, like, your co-cult leader, and then they're fucking nailed to a cross, and they don't even know you. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, Jesus.
Mr. Christ.
She's just some fucking whore.
Fuck you, Jesus. I lied about your dick. I've had better.
Mr. Christ.
You wait till I meet fucking Muhammad.
Mr. Christ!
Pilot, you think I'm the guy who's gonna go to some whorehouse?
Mr. Christ.
I got a cult to lead here.
Is it true, the rumors that I've heard about you, that you think you're, and I quote, too cool for school?
Yeah, you said that shit.
Yeah, I did. I said that. I said it over and over, Pilot. Guilty. My father told me to say it.
And why would you speak such contemptuous words?
Well, my father, you know, I mean, okay, I grew up in the 90s, and some people said that, like, you know, that all that stuff would make me really conceited, but my father said I could be whoever I wanted. I said I want to be a god, and...
You grew up in the 90s, you say?
You're just another dude with a god complex, and everyone is going to think you're white because of it.
No, I'm special.
You know how many times I've heard that from different fucking men, Jesus?
Okay, but I'm different, okay? But I'm different.
Listen, is a fucking Roman court.
Once I become
fucking love line.
Once I become a big producer, you're all going to see what I'm capable of, all right?
Speaking of produce. Bailiff Cody. Where are you? The penis cutting must commence. Cut this man's penis off before we crucify him.
Taking the hotel, you
are
just the
foreskin. We're taking off the entire fucking thing.
And the balls. I like how them balls up against that ass.
Of course, lopping the scrotum, of course.
Make sure that all of this is included in the biblical record. I like the way them balls slapped against my ass.
I like the way Jesus' balls slapped against my ass.
Let the court note that Miss Magdalene enjoyed the way Mr. Christ's balls slapped against her ass. Now, bailiff, remove this man's penis.
All yours, bailiff. I warn you. If you cut my dick off, I shall return even more powerful.
This is gonna pinch a little.
I think we should get him hard first. I don't want to fuck a soft, decapitated Jesus cock. Let's get him hard first. Do we have a fluffer in the room?
Oh, he's always hard.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one of his powers.
I'm godly. Godly.
You think God's not hard? He has to inseminate reality.
The Lord has to inseminate reality every moment. Oh, wait, I'm Roman. The gods of the universe must constantly be inseminating reality and must be cross-inseminating reality at the same time.
Our God is a turgid God.
I mean, let's be real. We know he's hung.
Well, he is a bull. To be fair, he is a bull with 17 cocks and 4 stomachs, you know? We got that going. You know what I mean? What do you have, huh? What the fuck do you have, Mr. Christ?
Yeah.
Some theoretical god? Some monotheist shit? Our god is a gigantic fucking man bull that stomps over the land with his giant fucking balls.
Yeah, who the fuck is Buddha?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not. That's Taurus, the god of bulls, of bull semen.
Who the fuck is Krishna?
Yeah.
That's the guy with the arms.
Yeah.
The arm god.
What good are arms when you have dicks? The mini dicks god.
At the end of the day, the fist is bigger than the dick. So I think Krishna wins over Jesus.
Yeah.
Enough of these shenanigans! Bailiff, remove this man's penis!
I'm gonna need you to... Yep, just a little to the left. Yeah, okay, just get it
Bailiff, I'm warning you, you might be smitten. You might be smitten for this.
Bailiff! I warn you!
Prepare the knife!
If thou cuttest me, thou may be smitten.
I just hope still have a fairly decent success rate with these.
All right, you ready? Prepare to cut. 3, 2, 1.
I told you it would sting.
Why have you abandoned me?
Now, give the whore the man's dick.
Give the whore the man's dick. Give me that dick. All right.
Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. I love being the imperial magistrate of Judea. I get to crucify people all fucking day. It's amazing.
You know, I feel safe saying it now, but I usually don't get it the first try.
Yeah. Now you feel more secure in your work. Crucifixion is an easy business.
I learned a lot today.
Yeah, all right.
This is your second crucifixion of the day. It is, yeah.
Nail this false idol to a fucking tree and let's go home.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let him just bleed out.
Oak, maple, do you have a preference?
I'm an oak man.
An oakman.
Interesting. I would have
picked
mahogany.
You'd have picked mahogany.
I'm an ebony kind of guy.
Well, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. So that about wraps up the install George Soros detector.
Okay, so let's quickly run through the rest of them, and then yeah.
Okay, so next thing as the White House press secretary, we are officially disavowing Donald Trump Jr.
Shit.
Listen,
someone has to die for his father's
sins.
He
has the same name as the president,
and he's like
technically it has the same DNA.
He is the president.
Well,
right?
No,
that's a good point.
Not really.
See where you're going with this. It's the loophole.
Donald Trump Jr. is, sort of a son in name only.
So you're saying that if they punish just Don Jr., they don't have to punish Donald Trump?
Are you suggesting that Donald Trump Sr. is not the actual father of Donald Trump Jr.?
The president got cucked. It's fine. Listen. What's important is Donald Jr. is not actually related to Donald Trump. It's fine. It's fine. And we're just moving on from that.
More questions.
Okay.
Understood.
We have a list of countries which are ISIS. Okay, are you all ready for this?
Yeah.
Countries which are ISIS. Australia, especially Tasmania.
Fuck Tasmania.
Very ISIS.
They got those devils running around, smashing things.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. France is definitely ISIS.
Very ISIS.
Yeah. ISIS capital.
Of all the countries that are ISIS, France is like extremely ISIS.
I have
ISIS.
Never been to France
They're
without...
the ISIS on the cake.
We've wanted to pronounce this for a long time, but... France is ISIS. By extension, Spain is definitely ISIS.
Definitely. Spain is extremely ISIS.
Unquestionably.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
I thought everyone knew that.
Japan is ISIS.
Oh, Japan is like the original ISIS.
Yeah. If it weren't for ISIS, we would sell a lot more cars.
Yeah.
You know, so Japan is ISIS.
No, actually, little known fact, but Japan sells a lot of cars to ISIS.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, not the government, but they love Toyotas.
That tracks.
Greece has been awfully friendly to refugees. Greece is ISIS, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The people fleeing
That's
ISIS.
Actually their new state motto.
Greece.
We're ISIS.
ISIS. Exactly. So, they have the motto. I think it's really easy to reason. I mean, they're taking in all these refugees.
The new travel ads
the
for
people
Greece
who
are
fleeing
too.
ISIS are actually ISIS, and they're in Greece. Therefore,
why else
ISIS,
would they flee them unless they are?
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Idlib, the province of Syria. Idlib is ISIS.
Yep.
I think it's not controlled by the regime, and it's in Syria, so it's ISIS.
Therefore, it's ISIS. Would mean that Rojava is also ISIS.
Exactly.
You know what is definitely ISIS?
Where?
Poland.
Poland, yeah.
Oh, that's the one we were missing.
We're all about Poland. Just slurring in general, and no one.
And Poland is very ISIS.
I mean, we if you make fun of all these people, you probably laugh at jokes about Polish people, right? So Poland is ISIS.
I'm marrying a
reasonable.
Pole.
So and then last but not least, of course, Mexico is ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Mexico is extreme. Mexico is like ISIS.
Yeah.
But like having a good time in the sunshine.
Yeah, mariachi yeah. is Spanish for ISIS.
Well, mariachi is actually Spanish for Sharia. It's a common misinterpretation. Right. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, right.
And they all wear black. No. I mean, if you've ever been to Mexico City,
Fiesta,
they wear more black than New
Fiesta
York.
Fiesta is Spanish for jihad.
Jihad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
jihad.
So what other countries are ISIS? Okay, let's come on. Let's keep right
okay,
through
so,
this.
Another stipulation, okay, so another stipulation. There's going to be a lot more bike lanes now in D.C. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot more bike lanes. And if you park in the bike lane, we're going to execute you. And if you door anyone, like, we're also going to execute you. Like, this is a bike city now, and you all get to, like, fucking deal with it. Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Are those
everybody good?
Instant executions, or will there be due process?
No, I mean,
due
I think...
Process.
The due process! The due process is...
How to ride a bike.
What?
What if you don't know how to ride a bike?
I mean, like, sink or swim time, baby, you know?
Okay.
Oh, I like that. All right. Okay. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Like, survival of the fittest. I get it.
Yeah, of course. Another stipulation we're putting in. Okay, so if you use a piece of software every day, and you consistently misspell the name of that piece of software, just you have to swallow a marble in public.
Okay.
That's the punishment. We're gonna get everyone in the square.
No. That's fuck companies.
Question. Are you required to find the marble by digging through your feces? And return it to the government for the environmental purposes. Of course, we don't just waste marbles.
Yeah, it's one of the
PRs.
Reuse.
Yeah. And also one of the D's, which is dig through feces.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like direct.
One of the seven. D's.
Deny, and dig through feces. The three D's.
Direct,
the triple
deny,
D's.
Dig
you know.
Feces.
Yeah.
Direct,
that's how, you know, actually,
everybody loves. Some
back when
D's.
I was in the CIA, that was the three things that they used to tell me. They're like Pat.
Those were some drunk days.
We need you to infiltrate the Apocalypse. And I was like, but the Apocalypse hasn't even been created. How can I infiltrate it? And then they were like, and they tapped on their heads, and they said, exactly. Right. And then I knew what was up.
So.
And I was like, I need to create terrorism. I need to create the Apocalypse.
It's the only way to really infiltrate is to...
It's to pee, yeah. Like, yeah, if you can't join them.
Well, if you want something done right.
If you can't beat them.
You do it your fucking self.
Right. If you want something done right, you do it yourself. And if you can't beat them, join them. And if you can't, if you don't know who they are, create them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's,
yeah.
That's
we create the Taliban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically far from reality. But okay.
Yeah, definitely.
But we did create Santa Claus. And I think that that's something that people are going to have to reckon with. Because what people don't know about Santa Claus, which is going to be published in his memoir soon, is that Santa Claus likes to masturbate while spying into people's homes from their chimneys.
That's all he does.
It's why he took
that's
the job.
That's why Christmas exists.
He sees like, you when you're sleeping.
You think he's being generous by giving you like 150, your family 150 bucks worth of gifts during the holidays, but he's climaxing. He's coming so hard inside your chimney every single time. Like, cookies and milk is just because he's so exhausted from fucking...
You know what he does with the cookies and milk?
What?
Milk enema followed by cookies smushed up the ass.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
I remember being a small child and lying awake in bed waiting for Santa to come and...
Yeah, he takes a while sometimes.
Yeah, and then the awkward moment afterwards when he would be getting dressed and... Call me a whore.
Yeah, and just being like, this stays.
You know when someone's like,
child.
Just
ho,
like,
ho,
had
ho!
A, just had an enema and their ass is leaky and like there's a little cum on their pants. It's just a weird time to catch someone.
Yeah, Santa really should pay for all the fucking things that he's done.
Totally.
Yeah, he's walked in on a lot of people.
But no one thinks, just shoot him when he comes. You know what I mean? Nobody stays up with a shotgun on
he's
Christmas
like
Eve.
He's like the one guy that people don't think about that.
Santa's a home wrecker. Frankly.
Also, you know, Santa fucked my mom. Right? Yeah, it was very impressive.
He fucked all our moms,
yeah, when
right?
my dad was in the war.
That's kind of the untold thing about Santa, right?
Yeah,
no one talks about
he
it.
He bangs
right?
hot
brings
they,
presents,
we,
fucks
we,
your mom.
No,
he bangs hot wives.
We have to think about it. The children in school are taught that mom will kiss Santa Claus. And we all know that adults.
That's true. Children need to sing about being having George Soros Santa come in and fucking shove his gigantic penis inside of their mother while they watch. And not only are they forced to watch Santa Claus or George Soros dressed as Santa Claus fuck their mom every Christmas, but then they're forced to sing about it in school. Like they're a bunch of fucking lemmings following the state. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I hate communism.
Freud wrote about this in the early 20th century. It's the primal scene is when the kid walks into his parents' bedroom and sees George Soros fucking their mother. Yeah. And it's traumatizing. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a part of a lot of young kids' lives. And it's frankly traumatizing. It's not just a good thing. It's not like a sacrament like in the Catholic Church where it's like supposed to feel all warm and fuzzy.
You're trying to enjoy your Christmas morning and you just have to pee-pee because it's late at night.
Yeah.
And you're just a little boy waiting for your gifts. You know what I mean? Just waiting for, like, if you're French, like waiting for like your potato gloves, you know?
I love my potato gloves.
Potato gloves for potato digging, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking
about?
They're
not made in France. That's how they celebrate Christmas.
They
throw coal at you. And then picture that, like you're just an innocent boy in France, just supplely waiting for Christmas, you know, and you're like, oh, Noel, right? And then Santa comes and he pees into a glass.
Uh-huh.
And you have to get up and pee, right?
Hang on,
let me back it up. I'm going to tell you the real story of Christmas and how it happens in France, right? Is you're like a little boy, like me, right? And you're like upstairs and it's so warm and cozy because like the sheets are so thick. And you're like, oh, it's a nice Christmas morning. I'll have wonderful gifts of potato digging gloves and like, you know, oven shears tomorrow. Like Christmas is so wonderful.
Super presents.
Yeah, right. Like, but I have to go pee. So you go downstairs. Whoop, what's the boo? Whoa, there. So you have to go pee, right? And you walk down the stairs. And you peek a little look into the room with the Christmas tree, eh? And the chimney, eh? And you walk. You tiptoe along in the darkness, in the cold darkness of the Christmas night.
There.
Ooh.
Over the creaky boards. Creaky boards. Until you reach the room where there is the Christmas tree. Ah, Noel, it's so nice. Oh, very good.
And
then I look into it. I look into his room where there is the Christmas tree, and I think to myself, could Father Christmas himself, Santa Claus, be in there? And I think to myself, should I move to the left to go to the bathroom to take a leak before I go to the see this man? And I think, no, I'll go straight in and say hello to Santa Claus. And then I get in there, and Santa Claus, Father Christmas himself, looked at me and he said, "Hey boy, would you pee into this cup? Right? Would you take a pee-pee into this cup?" And I was like, okay. And I stood there. And I filled the glass as Santa watched. And then he said, "Oh, little boy, have you been good this year?" And I said, "Yes." And he's like, "Oh, I'll bet you've been good." As he examined the glass.
Yeah.
And then, and my parents had left him some cabbage for Christmas. And he was just
keeping with tradition.
Yeah. And he was chewing on the cabbage. And he was saying, "Oh, this is a good, it's a nice yellow piss, eh?" And he's like, "Yes." And then Santa drank it.
And he gives you the gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
This sounds like dominatrix school. You pee in the cup, they give you something, they drink it.
He wiped his mouth and he said, And then he threw a sack at me. And he said, "This is a fucking PlayStation. Don't talk about this shit." And then he left. It was very strange. And that's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Guys, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my satanic black mask.
Lean in.
I am thankful for my satanic black mask.
Cool.
I am thankful that my family is so fucked up I have nowhere to go home. That's pretty cool. So I think I'm gonna stick around and get a few tattoos and get some dick with this guy I met at this other satanic black mask. So I'm thankful for that.
That's quite a list of things to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I found the strength within myself to understand that my relationship with Radio Free Brooklyn is toxic. And that I've been doing harm to myself and the people around me because of sick ideas that were come up with by bad people. And, you know, that I'm thankful that, like, I found, like, my boner to, like,
you know, to move really past that. Yeah, yeah. To just really take.
Self-realization takes a lot of hard work.
To take this problem that I have and just fuck it in the back of a Wendy's. You know what I mean? While I'm on break.
I've never fucked in the back of the Wendy's.
Yeah, neither have I really. Yeah. But I thought that it was the only restaurant that really matched, you know.
Yeah, it works. I've done a lot of cocaine in a lot of McDonald's bathrooms.
I mean, this is America.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, top five.
Mostly in Europe, actually.
Really? No, yeah. Cocaine in Europe would be a very sad affair.
It was.
Yeah, I would be very unhappy.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because first off, you're in Europe.
I mean, imagine
and that sucks.
Being in Europe alone doing cocaine. In
I mean, being
a
in Europe
McDonald's,
is bad enough.
You can't imagine, like.
But being coked out in Europe
would be.
I've been
in better places, yeah.
Yeah. Being coked out in Libya would also probably fucking suck.
Dude.
Stupid.
Not ideal.
I can think of better places.
Coked out in Morocco, in Tangier. Now that would be great. Yeah,
no, I think it would also suck. If I'm being honest, I feel like that would be a super unideal situation.
Okay,
I also
what
think
about
being coked out in fucking Angola would fucking suck.
Where would it be great to
Depends
be coked out?
In Angola.
Pat, where would you? Where would you? Like,
54 in like 1981.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And everywhere else, pretty
but
much.
But somehow
bad.
You had also managed to like travel ahead in time and take a bunch of Viagra pills back with you.
Oh, and just be like
so
a.
You can actually fuck. Yeah. Oh, they didn't have Viagra back then.
No.
Damn.
But you know what they had?
Coke.
Quaaludes.
And also they had pork.
It is my life's dream to find a Quaalude. I just want to state that.
Oh, we should find Quaaludes.
We should.
What's the recipe for Ludes?
The
Christmas?
Yeah.
A Christmas miracle would be the Quaaludes.
Guys,
can we
this Christmas.
Homemade artisanal Ludes?
Yeah, we here at the Apocalypse are going to learn chemistry.
Yes.
To make explosives and to make Ludes.
Brooklyn artisanal
Ludes.
That's
Ludes. Where the. Oh, we can make. Oh, we're going to be fucking filthy ass rich.
Oh, the lewd. Yeah, I'm just going to have a shirt that says, like, lewds and, like, a cowboy hat.
Or, like, the lewd dude.
I used to buy heroin off a guy that wore a cowboy hat. Wow.
Never
a
good sign.
Or a great sign.
No, he had great heroin. It's a very good sign.
Maybe that's
but it was a little old school, and I was like, wow. I was like, you know, it really is like a time machine, you know.
What's the metric in picking, like, a good beer?
Just, oh, a lot of dope that's going to get me super high when I jam it into my veins, you know?
No, but I mean, like, the first time, before you know the quality, what do you look for?
I don't know, you just...
Can I tell my favorite drug dealer story?
Please.
I first spent a summer in New York in 2008. I was still in college, but I was doing cocaine. I bought it from a man named Marco. At first, it was just Marco alone. And Marco was all that we needed. Marco solo. Then, back in 2010, when I moved here, I still used Marco, but this time he had a beautiful girlfriend who sometimes would come along with him.
Marquita.
Marquita was beautiful. She wouldn't say much, but she would be there. Around 2011, there was no Marco. There was only Marquita. It was Marquita who would deliver me my cocaine. 2012, Marquita would deliver me my cocaine, show up in a porch. 2013.
On a porch, playing fiddle.
Marquita was in a minivan with her friend, and there was a baby in the back seat, and that is the year I quit cocaine.
What year was it?
Wow, amazing.
2013, buying cocaine with a baby in the backseat of a minivan changes you.
It makes you badass.
Understood.
And ironically, I did try to buy cocaine once from her after that, and her phone was disconnected, so I'm pretty worried about Marquita, to be honest with everyone.
Marquita?
Si.
If you're listening, call the podcast.
Cool.
We want to wrap up the cast. Is that the deal?
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
You guys have been listening to the podcast. Please, 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 please go fuck yourselves.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus
off.
Christ.
Just fuck the fuck off.
All you people. All you people think, oh, the year is ending. I'm a year better. Like, no, you're not.
2019 is gonna be so good. I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, you
fucking shove that up your ass.
Fuck.
You know what I'm gonna tell you? What we're gonna do.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, we're going to commit suicide
in
2019.
You know what's really going to happen is that there's going to be a recession. There's going to be a recession, and George Soros is going to fuck your wife. Good luck with that, fucking fuckwads.
Enjoy that, middle America. Enjoy that, real America. Have fun with that one. Have fun as George Soros' eyes roll back in his head as he fucking comes because because your wife is so fucking hot.
And
yeah, and she's
gotta eat it out of her pussy.
She's never going to taste the same again.
Never get health care. That's the worst part about Obamacare is that he's like,
if you so much as go to the fucking dentist when you're under Obamacare. This was the nobody was watching the speech because there was some final, some reality show that was on. And he was like, if you so much as fucking go to the dentist to just get your teeth examined, so fuck your wife while you watch.
Take that.
One payer system, fuckheads. Yeah, enjoy that. And he's like, it's necessary because how else will young people join the exchanges unless an old man is going to come around and heave himself on top of their kin and fuck them until he ejaculates? You know, there's no other way that we can get young people excited with, excited with fucking healthcare.
George Soros understands millennials. He understands Gen Z. All right, you know.
All right, fine. Any closing thoughts?
George Soros cream pies for president.
Cool. Yeah, I say all you fucks wine, never tune into the Apococast again. You're so fucking stupid.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
Die.
What kind of idiot would listen to this shit?
Die. All right, good, done.